Welcome to High Strangeness, where we ask questions and explore all that is strange and unexpected in our reality.
Hey, welcome to High Strangeness. My name is Tony. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about different types of UFOs. We're going to look at different types of UFOs that have been seen over the last 80 years. Now, there's been UFOs seen throughout the history way more than 80 years, but that's what we're going to focus on. So I want to start off by going to the 1940s. Most people think that UFOs are flying saucers. That's what they think of when they think of UFOs. But I want to spend a few minutes today just showing you that there are a lot of different types of shapes and sizes of UFOs that have been seen over the years. So we'll probably look at about 10 or 15 examples and variations. First thing I'd like to do is start off with this picture here, which is a flying saucer UFO that was seen November 1951 in Riverside, California. Here is a classic example of an old UFO sighting. Often saucers are what people expected to see back then. In this next picture, you see a more high-tech saucer. This one was seen in Los Angeles in June 1963. Now, there are a couple pictures of saucer-shaped UFOs, but one of the biggest things that have been seen over the years are black triangle UFOs. Let's take a look at this picture here. Now, during the Cold War, there was different UFOs that were seen, but one of the biggest mysteries that were flying in the skies were these black triangles. They were reported over Connecticut, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Texas, as well as places like London, Madrid, and Czechoslovakia. In 1969, two National Guard pilots even trailed one of these over Puerto Rico until they started running out of fuel and had to return back to the base. Between 1983 and 1986, there was a huge rash of sightings also that occurred in New York's Hudson Valley, which is about 50 miles north of New York City. This picture shows you a black triangle ship that has been caught in night vision. Right now, the military has seen a number of these. If you haven't heard a lot about triangular UFOs, there have been a lot of sightings of these. There's a book that was written, I think it was called Triangular UFOs, by author David Marler. And he says in his book that he's reviewed over 17,000 case files that involved this shape of a ship. Now let's move on to another shape. How about if I told you that somebody saw a flying acorn in the sky? Well, it was the shape of an acorn. Then if you knew anything about this sighting, you would remember the Kecksburg, Pennsylvania sighting. Now the story is there were large fireballs that had been seen across like six states, even Ontario, Canada. And eventually one of these things actually crashed in the woods of Kecksburg. This is about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. Now there's a whole story about this. There's a lot of good stuff on the internet that you can read. Another interesting UFO is something that people through history have called Hitler's Die Glock. This was, if you look at the picture here, it kind of looks like an acorn, but it also looks like a bell. And it was called the Nazi Bell. And so if you put these two different UAPs next to each other, they kind of look the same. The biggest thing that I think is interesting is the fact that you see these weird hieroglyphic type writings or symbols on the bottom of each of these ships. Going back to the Nazi Bell, there's even been claims from prisoners who survived concentration camps back during World War II that claimed that they saw this bell actually work. It was an anti-gravity device of some sort. And the story is that anybody who got near this device usually died because of some radiological exposure. Now, I don't know, when you look at these two UAPs, one in the 40s, one in the 60s, one could actually think that maybe the Kecksburg UAP was actually a secret Nazi technology device. Not sure, though. One of the things that came out of World War II is a claim that a Nazi officer traded that Nazi Bell technology to the U.S. in exchange for freedom. Now, some of you may have heard of Project Paperclip. This is where the United States scooped up a bunch of German or Nazi scientists and brought them to the United States. So I guess it's possible that this could have happened, and maybe the United States has that technology right now. We do know that Nazis and Germany did experiment and work with anti-gravity devices, so who knows? Now, our next strange shape is a cigar-shaped UFO. Here's a picture of a UFO in 1964. There was a guy who claimed to see this and actually saw it land in a field near where he lived. There were other people in that town who also reported seeing this as well. So the sighting was credible enough that it eventually got forwarded to be investigated by Project Blue Book. So that sighting is in 1964. So we do have something a little more recent. And this is a picture from the space station. This picture was spotted by a guy who's watching the NASA feed from the space station in 2006. He was watching it as it came into focus, and then the screen went blue. So apparently that's what NASA does, is when they catch something on camera that they don't want people to see, it goes blue or they move the camera. So who knows what happened here. Our next strange ship is one that looks kind of like a half moon. Now, in 1947, there was a pilot named Kenneth Arnold from Washington State. And this is him. The story here is that Mr. Arnold was flying his plane and was on a business trip, and he heard that there was a downed military plane. And so he decided to divert a little bit towards Mount Rainier and to see if he could help find that plane. His account was that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he could see very clearly, and then he actually saw flashes of light in the distance, kind of like what you'd see when sunlight is reflecting off of a mirror. And he thought maybe it was a new jet or something that had been flying by. But as he kept looking, he saw that these were saucer-shaped UFOs. And one of them that he could see clearly looked like this. Now, these saucers that he saw, later he would explain that those UFOs flew like saucers skipping on the water. So this is where the term flying saucer came from. Now, returning back to something more current, we have what I think is one of the stranger sightings that have been seen by our military. These are cubes within a clear plasma sphere. Here's a picture of one of them right here. Now, these items were seen between 2014 and 15. U.S. Navy pilots reported seeing them close to the Atlantic coast. They were flying around our fighters, and in some cases, even posed some danger to our aircraft. Now, this picture is not an actual picture, but it's kind of a rendering of what it might have looked like up close. Now, in today's technology, you might look at that and think, oh, that's probably some kind of a drone or something that the United States has. And I wouldn't disagree with that, but take a look at this article. As you can see here, these things were seen, these cubes in a sphere were seen back in 1960. Here's an article that was printed, and the story is that there were two pilots, one that was a military pilot and one that was a civilian pilot, and they both reported seeing this very same thing. So my thought is, in 1960, we definitely didn't have drones flying around like this. So another strange UFO that we see in recent years is the Tic Tac. Now, there was a training mission off of the coast of California in 2004, and we had some fighter pilots that were dispatched off an aircraft carrier, and they saw something like this. If you haven't heard much about this incident, it's pretty big. It's been more high profile over the last few years. But most importantly, this is probably the first uncontested admission from the government, maybe ever, that this and other things are flying in the sky that we have no idea who or what they are. And that's pretty big. Next strange shape to look at is the V-shape or boomerang UFO. In March of 1997, there was something called the Phoenix Lights. A lot of people saw this in the Phoenix area, and they said it was huge. They called the police, radio stations, and on and on. And this one was claimed to be massive, like over a mile wide. More recently, in 2017, these types of ships were also seen zigzagging around in the New Hampshire area. So we have sightings in Phoenix that moved slow across the sky, and then we have these in New Hampshire that were zigzagging back and forth and then took off up into the sky. In fact, for this one in New Hampshire, one of the sightings was seen by a family that was traveling in their car. And they said that the entity itself had three bright lights and two smaller amber lights on the bottom of the vessel. Recently, another strange UAP scene are orbs. Now there's metallic, plasma, light, even fireball type orbs. And these are now seen all over the place as well. You can see them on the internet, YouTube. They've even been spotted on the Skinwalker Ranch show. And all sorts of news and videos have been put out on these orbs. An example of a metallic orb was sighted in Iraq. Here's a picture of it. For this one, you can actually go online and find a video. The journalist Jeremy Corbell actually released this footage, and it's something you can watch online right now. This picture shows different types of orbs or lights that are also being seen all over the world. Now, after a lot of these are seen and they get investigated, it's pretty clear that there's no private, commercial, or military planes that have been flying in those areas. So these are legitimate, unidentified flying objects. Now, we've looked at maybe 10 or different shapes right now, but these next few coming up, to me, are the strangest of all. Take a look at this. When I look at these, I think, what in the world are these? Now, depending on which one you look at, these either look like small shuttlecrafts from Star Trek, or in the middle, on the top there, it kind of looks like a wormhole is opening up. Now, keep in mind, these are confirmed UAPs. I'm not saying they're alien, but we have no idea what they are. Now, these next two are probably the most bizarre ones that I'm aware of. Take a look at this. This one is called the Jellyfish UAP. I don't know what it is, but it was filmed over a U.S. operations base in Iraq. It was filmed in 2018 and just released as raw footage in the last few months. Now, when I look at that, I don't know if it's a jellyfish, a ball of seaweed, or whatever. It just looks strange to me. So this leads me to the next one, which is pretty strange, maybe even more strange. Now, they used something called a FLIR camera to capture the image. Take a look. Now, this one is being called the Chandelier UAP. I guess the FLIR, or forward-looking infrared camera, has the ability to capture infrared light, which is able to pick this thing up. But apparently, it is mostly invisible to the naked eye. Now, when I see this thing, the first thing I think of is, what the heck? Are these things flying over our heads now, all the time, and we don't even see it? I mean, it makes me really wonder, like, how much of this is just all around us all the time, and we don't even know it? When you look at the chandelier thing, you start to wonder, is this some kind of an entity, a ship, a life form? Who even knows? So, lastly, and probably my favorite one that I'm going to show today is some footage or a video caught in Jerusalem in 2011. So what you're going to see here is a bright light or some kind of an orb that descends down over the Dome of the Rock or Temple Mount in Jerusalem. You see kind of a flash and then it shoots straight up into space. Take a look.
There's a new video this morning that some say may be proof we're not alone in the universe. A UFO in the form of a bright light is seen descending over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. The video is said to be taken over the weekend. Then suddenly the light shoots up into the sky. There you see it. Another video from a different angle appears to show the light doing the same thing. Those clips have gone viral now.
So there you go. So we've gone over a few different shapes and saw how strange these UAPs can be. The last thing I want to leave with you is just a graphic here where it's something that was put together by the National UFO Reporting Center. And what you see here in the picture is just some general UAP shapes and types and the number of sightings that have occurred with each of these types. Okay, so I hope with the quick look that we did here at all these different shapes and sizes that you can get a good feel that UAPs or UFOs are not just flying saucers. There are all kinds of different shapes and sizes. So as we think about that, the one thing we can wonder is what is in our skies? Who are in our skies? And I often wonder, are we like zoo animals being watched all the time? I don't know, but it feels kind of weird. So as we go forward, my hope is to have episodes of different kinds where we look at some of these different UFO sightings and stories. But until then, remember, there's a lot of strange and unexpected out there. Keep your eyes, ears, and minds open. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to High Strangeness. This was a glance at some of the strange that exists in our reality.